This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Hey guys, happy President's Day. It's time for a view from the stratosphere, and I'm going to take you on a live tour of the William Henry Harrison Memorial, the only president buried right here in the Cincinnati area. We're right up the hill off of 50 in North Bend. Actually drove my dad's Ram Dog truck. Since we're live, we can show the beauty of the Ram Dog there.
Yeah, that's off of our B105 Facebook page, Statman there. I guess you and your daughter, Jane, had a big day out yesterday since she was out of school. Yeah. And you popped by one of my favorite places in the tri-state, the burial site for President William Henry Harrison.
Which I guess you have like a family history with in some way. You're connected to him, right?
I guess, you know, I had always gone up there when I moved here because I lived over kind of close to it. And when my dad came up, he's really into history. I took him there. And when my dad passed away, I found out at his funeral from a distant cousin that I guess we're related to him one way or
pretty
another.
Wild.
Yeah, so I never knew that, but I mean, it's really a beautiful place up there overlooking the river.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. He died in 1941. His wife died shortly afterwards, and the two of them are buried right there. He was the 9th president and also the shortest termed president.
Yes.
He served 31 days. He was sworn in, and I guess in that March speech that he gave at his inauguration, it was horrible weather. He caught pneumonia, figured he'd tough it out, rub some dirt in it, and walk it off, and that didn't happen.
Not to be.
He ended up dying. Yeah.
But it's still pretty cool to go up there and check it out. But that's not all you guys did since, you know, Jane was out of school. You guys had a daddy-daughter day.
Yeah, and we live in Northern Kentucky, and old Tippecanoe's tomb site there is on the other side of the river. So we started off with a ferry boat ride on the Anderson Ferry.
Nice.
Captain Deborah. My daughter thought it was pretty cool that there was a girl driving the ferry boat back
Sweet.
And forth over the river. She was like, I wonder how you get that job. It's like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Ask Captain Deborah.
Yeah. So we you know, kick it into four-wheel drive, four-speed shifting my dad's old truck and made it down to 4-speed on 50s.
Oh, in Lawrenceburg.
Yeah, in Lawrenceburg. It's a like frozen in time diner. It is the coolest restaurant in Indiana, in my opinion. I mean, it's just a throwback to the 50s. We got burgers and fries and milkshakes and deep fried deviled eggs.
Stop.
These things were ridiculous.
Stop. No, stop. Deviled eggs. Come on. I mean, you know.
I don't know how you can make them better, but they found a way.
You do. I mean, deep fry. I've never thought to deep fry. Okay, so describe this to me, please.
I analyzed the whole thing. So what they do is they make the hard-boiled egg, cut it in half, take the they panko crust the white part and fry that.
Oh.
And then fill it with the yellow egg with a little jalapeno.
Oh, man.
Top it with a little cherry bacon, green onion sprinkled in there, paprika, and serve it. Oh, so good. So good, yeah.
Okay, that's deep-fried deviled eggs. Come on.
And then following it up with the Crosley's Cookies and Cream Milkshake that had, like, Kit Kat and Oreo cookies in it. And, yeah, so good.
So you did have a great day out with your daughter, Jane.
And the best part, my dad's truck has no radio. It's not like the radio's broken. It didn't come with one.
Yeah. I don't need that thing.
So I had just my daughter and I in the car, driving around, talking, cutting it up, making jokes, and just the greatest day because, I mean, you know, she's a freshman in high school. My other daughter, she's already out there living life, doing everything. And I'm like, I've got to soak all these moments up I can.
Tick tock, brother.
Yeah. It's a great day.
Good for the soul, wasn't it, Statman?
Amen. Yeah, great daughter-daddy adventure day.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. There's big doings this afternoon on the Jesse and Anna show, and I can tell you the exact time these big doings are going down because it will be happening during the 5 at 5:25. Yeah. Oh, we love singing that, and that means Jesse Tack has joined us now. Jesse, describe the big doings today, man.
Dave, I woke up early to get on the phone with you and Stat to tell you that we have tied the jackpot for the highest 5 at 5:25 jackpot in history, $2,120.
Insane.
Man, we're making history now.
Yeah, but I'm getting really tired of asking these questions.
Especially 1 through 4, because no one can get question number 5.
Yeah. I mean, one of the questions, number 2, we got stuck on for 8 months, but we got past that question. But yeah, we've been stuck on number 5 now for probably a month. So yeah, we started these back in April.
Oh my gosh. You could have a baby by now. It's like 9 months.
No. I'm over. The baby's already maybe sitting up. I don't know. All right. So this is insanity. So go ahead. I know you're tired of reading question number 5, but we got to hear it one more time. What is it?
All right. Yeah. The question is this. Just like me, Jesse, this country star thinks it's funny how much they enjoy cutting their grass. Who is it?
I try to listen every afternoon just because I want to be there the moment someone gets it. I thought yesterday's answer might have been it, but it wasn't.
No, and I'll tell you, yesterday, didn't they guess Jelly Roll yesterday?
Yes.
No, yeah. I mean, we've had some good guesses. I'd say probably the best guess we had was Dan Smyers from Dan and Shay.
Why was that the best guess? Because I would have thought Jelly Roll, come on, him and grass, he's burning it all the time.
Oh, that's funny. I get it now.
But why Dan and Shake, dude?
Because I know for a fact he likes mowing the grass, because when I started striping my lawn, he was liking my videos on Instagram, and then he posted a video of him mowing his yard, and yeah, so we had this little connection, me and Dan. But no, it wasn't him.
Okay, so, but the answer is out there in the interwebs somewhere of the correct answer.
Yes, that's the one thing we always do. No matter what, if you Google, you can find the answer via Google. Now, what I'll say is you got to be creative in how you Google. It's going to take you some time, but yes, you always make it so you can find the answer via Google.
Okay. All right, Jesse, best of luck to everybody that's going to be, exploding our phone lines this afternoon to try to get through that think they know the correct answer. Chances are they don't, though.
History shows, Dave. Yeah.
If it's of any indication. All right. Well, be here this afternoon on B105, $2,120 to be won with the 5 at 5:25. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be listening, buddy.
All right, thank you.
It's 7:15. How about a traffic check, Denise Johnson? What's the latest there?
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
And this morning we welcome Annie to the B105 Who Was Right Last Night courtroom. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
And you're having a little bit of a dust-up with your husband, Steven, and this is over your dog. And what's the dog's name?
His name is Reese's.
Reese. Oh. Like the peanut butter cups.
Yep.
Or the pieces. It doesn't, it can be it. All right. So what's going on here?
So we're basically having an argument because Reese's doesn't listen to me when it comes to commands. So like if I'm like, you know, come in, sit, whatever I say, he absolutely is not going to do it. But the second my husband is like, come in now, sit, whatever, he does it instantly, like no hesitation. Yeah, so my husband is like, it's because I use dad voice and like I'm, you know, firm and you're always talking to him in a baby voice. Because he's my little baby boy and I'm always just like, I love you. So the debate is, who does Reese's love more? Because he's like, well, he listens to me, so it's me. But my argument is, he loves the way I talk to him and we cuddle more and we're always, you know, curled up together.
All right, so is this what this has come to now? Yep. Who does the dog love more?
Yeah.
I love this.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, we have this argument in my house, too. We have three different dogs, so the argument goes three different ways. I feel for you here, because I'm all the dog snuggle buddy, but they also don't listen to my wife at all. I don't know why. I don't know if it's the baby talk, and I have dad voice, but, I mean, I also get the kids to come right in the house, too, and they, you know, dilly-dally around with that.
I would be more scared of Kayla than I would be of you.
Oh, no. No, I got dad voice. When I turn it on.
All right.
Yeah, you better get in the house. Get on in here.
So you're saying Steven's got a more authoritative voice and you're doing the baby talk. And so that's why. But you think the dog still loves you more than Steven?
Oh, yeah.
Now, does he do any training with him? Do you see him, like, working with the dog?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, is like he did most of the training when he was a puppy.
Ah, yeah, that's where I came in. And my wife did most of the treat giving when they were a puppy.
Have you tested this out anyway? Is there any way of knowing who little Reese's loves more?
No, if you've got a test, let me know. We haven't done anything like that.
Oh, man, it sounds like you got to each go to different ends of the yard and somebody lets a dog out and see which direction Reese's goes.
Oh, man.
It's so weird to say more because you're both parents. I'm sure that the dog just loves you guys in different ways.
Yeah, probably true. But it's just a funny little fight we're having.
I agree. This is a funny one.
So the baby talking Annie, and we have a strict talking Steven.
Yeah.
And we want to find out who does the dog love more. I mean, are we going to have to open up the phone to veterinarians? People that work at, like, Dogtown.
Maybe there's some sort of dog trainer that could weigh in. Yeah.
Somebody like that. I mean, all right, let's go to the jury right now, Statman.
All right. I think the dog likes him more because dogs need discipline just like kids. It loves your husband, and that's why he comes running when he uses dad voice. So, sorry, Annie. I'm on strict Steve's side.
All right. Well, Ashley's out today, so... Before I make my ruling here, Annie, I want you to speak to me like I am little Reese's here. So go for it.
Oh, who's a good boy? You're so good. Oh, what a good boy.
Yeah, tickle him behind the ear a little bit. He really likes that.
I mean, you didn't have to do that, and my leg started quivering. So, all right. Oh, my gosh. This is just so stupid. I'm trying to.
I know, but I love it. This is such a common problem, dude.
I'm going to say that Reese's loves you more because he knows you're his mom. And if he doesn't listen to you, whatever. Nothing's going to happen. Dad, Steven, Reese's knows that's the voice of God basically right there. And I better do what they're saying right now. Fear and love is what I'm seeing here. And it loves you more. Reese's loves you more. That's what I say, Annie.
I like it.
But let's see. I guess, are we split here today, Stat?
I think we're split here today.
Okay,
yeah.
So 749-B105, also through the B105 app. And we should have enough people pulled into this jury to give us some sort of reasonable conclusion, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
In the meantime, you give little Reese's all the hugs and little kisses you care for us. Keep spreading that sweet stuff.
Oh, I will.
All right. Her voice was much better than yours. I'm sorry. All right. Line them up. 749-B105. What do you think? Also through the app. Traffic check time now. Denise Johnson, what's up?
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Who was right last night? This morning we heard from Annie, who is having a really stupid argument with her husband, Steven, over their dog, Reese's. It seems like Reese's does everything Steven says to do and doesn't pay attention to Annie at all. The difference is Steven has dad voice. She has baby talk voice. Who does the dog love more? Anthony, have you got some insight on this?
Yes, I do. And from everything you explained, it's the good part is it's not a matter of love. The bad part is it may be a little harder to overcome is a matter of hierarchy. Dogs are pack animals. Reese is now part of your pack. He accepts that. But according to Reese's thought process, your husband's alpha, he's beta, and you're below him.
Oh, no.
You know, he was the one that did the majority of the training and everything. That's something that you need to start catching up on also. And the more you work with him, the more you train with him, and the more you establish your dominance over him to let him know that he's not beta in the house, that's you, then he will actually start listening to you.
Okay.
You make a good point. Brian here wants to also say, Reese's a dog, probably also eats cat turds. That should really speak to the validity of his opinion. Brittany points out that it's National Love Your Pet Day today. I didn't even have that on my calendar. Why does it matter who the pet loves more? There's enough love to go all around. Just love your pet. It's that simple.
And CTD sums up a lot of people's thoughts on this one exactly. He says, whoa, sounds like real world problems. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Hey, you got a dog and it loves you. Don't worry about it. It's 7:47. Let's grab a traffic check, Denise Johnson. I know we got some big problems now.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show, as we speak, we have a taco hash brown casserole cooking in the crock pot because it is a crock pot Tuesday, also now Taco Tuesday.
Why don't we just combine it? We call it Crocco Tuesday.
Crocco Tuesday. I like it. And this is all courtesy of our crock star today, Billy Slavey from California KY, who joins us now. How you doing there, Billy?
Doing wonderful. How are you guys?
Well, we're hoping we're going to be doing real good here shortly because we're going to have some of this deliciousness that you sent in through B105.com.
Oh, it is delicious. It's definitely going to fill you up.
So where did you come across this recipe?
So to be honest, I follow a couple of different recipe pages on Facebook and just like to try different things. And sometimes they're duds and sometimes they're really good.
And this one was a home run with you when you made it the first time.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. It's delicious.
And simple to make.
Absolutely.
Well, what's all in it?
What I do is I do a pound of hamburger, 2 cloves of minced garlic. I throw in some onions in there, some cheddar cheese soup, 2 cups of taco-style cheddar cheese or, any kind of cheddar cheese that you'd like. You could add more if you love cheese like I do. And, taco seasoning, hash browns, ground beef. It's really simple to make.
Very simple and easy, and I have made it, and it is cooking right now. We got probably just a couple more, minutes, hours. I don't know. Statman, it can't come fast enough for him.
I know. Come on. It smells so good. It makes me hungry. So where are some of the places you've taken this dish? Have you taken it to tailgate parties, or who else have you served this up to?
So to be honest, I just kind of kept it to myself. I recently just found it, and the girlfriend and I have tried it, and we loved it. And it's definitely something that we're gonna definitely make for our family dinners that we do every Sunday night. So
I
haven't had the opportunity with all the travel so far.
Well, we're gonna see how it turns out for us this morning. We sure do appreciate you submitting through B105.com here, Billy, and for your efforts and troubles. You're getting a $50 gift card to Kroger.
That's awesome.
You can go stock up on ingredients for your next food experimentation there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Well, best of luck, and hey, we'll let you know how it turns out.
Awesome. I hope you guys enjoy.
Oh, we will. And go over, check it out on our B105 or Big Dave Show Facebook page. And this one just looks so good. It's getting so many shares. It's ridiculous. Oh. I think around the tri-state tonight, a lot of people are going to be making this Croc Stars recipe. It's 8:16. B105 traffic check. Denise, hey.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Coming up this Friday morning around 7:10, our friend Tyler from the Voices of America Country Music Fest is going to be here with us. He's going to announce a whole bunch more of the lineup for this year's festival, August 8th through the 11th. So we know, Ernest on Thursday night, Jason Aldean Friday, Keith Urban Saturday, Sam Hunt Sunday. But, that's all we know, Statman. We got to fill in the rest.
So we need to know who else is playing.
Well, Tyler will be here, like I said, Friday morning to let that cat out of the bag. In the meantime, to get ready for that, we've got tickets all week. And like we did last time, we thought we would do another round of Dave Does Horrible Impressions. And yesterday we did the President's Day edition, and I had to do Teddy Roosevelt, which is what Stat wrote, and I pulled out of a cup.
Hey, it worked. It was random,
yeah.
But it worked.
Six off land, carry a big stick. That's what I did. It was pitiful. So now you've got 4 new names in this cup that I'm going to draw from, And these are people you're saying that are in the news right now?
Yeah, they could be country stars. They might be celebrities in commercials. Just some voices around America you might hear.
All right, I'm reaching in and I'm pulling one out.
And I will say, if he does pull a country star, that doesn't mean they're going to be on the list that we reveal on Friday.
Okay.
So don't get your hopes up.
Oh. All right. Oh, this one's easy.
Okay.
All right.
This is
so
gonna be fun, then.
Here we go. All right. Look alive, B105. Gosh, so bad. Ashley's on vacation and she's missing this. Look alive, B105. That's all I'm doing.
Oh, come on. Give me another one.
No, that's it. That's on all the time. You hear that? Hey, this is... And look alive, B105. That's what you were getting. Caller 10 right now, 749-B105. You tell me who that's a horrible impression of. And you got Voices of America Country Music passes for the whole weekend.
Yeah, 4 days worth.
Let's do it.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Time for another round of Dave Does Horrible Impressions. This time for weekend passes to the Voices of America Country Music Fest. And we have Aaron from Mason here with us. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
So here's the deal. Statman put like 4 or 5 names folded up in a cup. These are people in the news or country stars. I had to pull one out and do an impression of them. And now you got to guess who it is, okay?
Got it.
And Statman doesn't think this is easy enough. I think it's really easy if you listen to B105 very much at all.
I just kind of want you to do more, actually.
All right. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready, I think.
All right. Look alive, B105.
Come on. What's that famous voice of America?
Is it Morgan Wallen?
B105.
Get your country on
B105. What's going on, y'all? I'm Morgan Wallen. Look alive,
B105. Yeah!
That's it, girl! Yeah!
You got it!
Hey, Dave, you gave it away by saying Ashley's missing out.
Well, that's all right. That was an extra little clue in there for you.
Yeah, I kind of thought so. That's why I knew instantly.
Well, right on. And we do want to preface it with saying that that doesn't mean that he's going to be on the bill for Voices of America Country Music Fest.
Yeah.
Right.
can guarantee he's not.
Yeah, I mean, we can pretty much guarantee that one.
Yeah. But you're going to be there for all 4 days, Aaron.
That's amazing. I won tickets last year as well, so my son's going to be thrilled.
Ooh, the streak continues.
Absolutely.
Say it for me one time.
Look alive, B105.
Hey. All right.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show, 11 on you, Luke Combs. And it is a Crockpot Tuesday. That means we've been making the creation of one of our Croc stars all morning long from California, Kentucky, Billy Slavey, who sent in this hash brown taco casserole, which is you can see over on our B105 and Big Dave Show Facebook page, also Instagram pages. Simple to make, you know. We won't go over that right now because we waited long enough. This thing has been cooking all morning long. It is Taco Tuesday, Taco Hash Brown Casserole. Statman, are you ready to dig in and try this?
Oh, it's Croco Tuesday now. I'm so ready.
Put a little sour cream on top of it, we did before. Because you can put whatever you want.
Oh. I need a little hot sauce on here, and it's like tacos. It's tacos in a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The potatoes go good. I thought originally when you said hash browns, for some reason my brain went to like hash brown patties.
Oh, no.
Like, you get it like McDonald's or Tater Rounds from Kroger.
Just shredded hash browns. You put a layer of those. Then you put the meat mixture with the tomatoes, the green chilies, the cheddar soup, you know, cream of cheddar soup on there. Then you mix all that together. Then you put the cheese on top. Then you do another layer of all of those and just let it cook for like 4 hours, I guess, you know, on low.
I grew up on casseroles, and they were nothing like this, brother. Mm. I got to say, this, you did good. This might be one of my favorites.
I think I'm going to be making this one a lot. Billy Slavey sent that in. He gets a $50 gift card to Kroger. Thanks to Kroger for sponsoring our Crock-Pot Tuesdays and helping out our Croc stars here. But, dude, you might have to make this for the girls. I mean, it's pretty simple.
I think I will. Oh, yeah. Next party I got, people coming over. Oh, yeah, dude. This is one to enter in, like, if you got a cooking competition at work. Steal this recipe.
Steal it. I might. Yeah. I shouldn't have let this one out for our next one we have here.
Sorry, Billy. We're stealing it.
It is a home run today. Crockpot Tuesday. Yep. Hash brown taco casserole. You betcha.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
This is a wonderful good vibes that took place at the My Furry Valentine pet adoption event this past weekend at the Sharonville Convention Center. Now, here's how it all set up. It had been nearly 5 years since Hannah had seen her dog, Will, a beautiful golden retriever. He wandered away from her Middletown home in October of 2019. So it's been a long time. Now, this past Friday, the Claremont County Animal Shelter received a Facebook message from Hannah about a senior golden retriever that they had on their website named Rome. And she believed that this was her long-lost dog, Will. I mean, yeah, golden retrievers, they kind of all look alike. I mean, there could be some
very similar, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, she was pretty sure of this. So the folks at the Claremont County Animal Shelter told Hannah that he was scheduled to be one of the adoptable dogs at the My Furry Valentine event over the weekend. So hundreds of people are out there, including Hannah, who walked up to Rome, possibly Will, and something really cool happened because Shay from My Furry Valentine joined Jesse and Anna yesterday afternoon and shared this incredible news.
So, Shay, you were there when this happened. This lady showed up, and it turns out this was her dog that went missing in 2019.
Yeah, Hannah and Will.
Whoa.
And Will is the puppy, right?
Will is the dog, yep. And Hannah is his mom.
So tell us this. Do you feel like the dog knew that was his mom?
I feel like he did. It took a second, but maybe 30 seconds, but I do feel like he knew that that was her. And it was pretty amazing to watch.
So, yes, the dog in question that the Claremont County Animal Shelter had named Rome was, in fact, Will, who had wandered away from his Middletown home almost 5 years earlier. And Hannah said, "That's my dog." And it turned out to be because he recognized her when she walked up.
No wonder they named him Rome, because that's what he did.
Yeah. Well, there's a Will, there's a way, because he is back now so cool. With Hannah. She, of course, adopted him there at the My Furry Valentine event. Some call it luck. Others call it a miracle. Either way,
it's a miracle.
Will and Hannah are happy to be back together. And let's see if we can keep Will from roaming in the future. Just hang out in your home, buddy. You're back home. Hang out there for a while.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
And this morning we have got Maddie. She is a sophomore from Grant County High School. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
So what's your favorite class there at Grant County High School?
Probably the biomedical track. The biomedical track.
Maddie, I'm sorry. The correct answer was gym. That's what we were looking for. You know what? We're going to let you go ahead and do the dad joke of the day. Come on.
Okay. Why are bananas so good at gymnastics?
I don't know. Why are bananas so good at gymnastics?
Because they can do the banana split.
Stop it. That's very good. Very good. Nice. Maddie, you have a wonderful day there at Grant County High School. Everybody that sees you better high-five you for that joke.
Thank you. Have a good day.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, time to get a brand new member in our country club, and this one is coming from Camp Denison, Ohio. It is Sherry Duke. How are you, Sherry?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, you are a big-time B105 listener. There's no doubt about it.
1970s.
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Going way back. We started in 69.
Yep. We got out of the service in 73, and we started doing the free country at Coney.
Oh, man, yeah. Another thing that's going away. I love in your application here, you put down all the animals that you and your daughter take care of in Goshen, Ohio. Can you run down what a haddock horse is and why you got 30 of them?
Well, because it's a show barn. We have show horses and boarders. So we do hunter jumpers.
You got Highland cows, two pigs.
We have a Highland cow, two pot-belly pigs.
Chickens, ducks?
A bunch of ducks and geese, tons of turkeys, and chickens.
And what are all their names? Go.
Okay, the Highland cow is Angus. The pigs do not have a name. And then we have all the horses, and they have all different barn names and show names.
Oh, how this is fun. So you're busy all the time with that.
Yeah, but right now I'm not doing anything at the barn because I had a kidney transplant, so I'm babysitting the grandchild while they're at the barn in the morning.
Yeah, oh, man, it's cold out there, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm not missing it at all.
Now, Sherry, when you had a kidney transplant, were you just like on an anonymous donor list, or was it a friend or family member that donated their kidney?
It was a fella from up north.
Oh, how'd you find this fella from up north?
They found him for me. They called me in March and put me on the list in May and got my kidney in June.
Wow.
It was very fast.
Yeah, that's not normal. You got a lot of angels working behind the scenes, I think.
Yes, I did. I had a good guardian angel.
Well, Sherry, we're just so happy to get you into the B105 Country Club. You're getting your jersey as an official member. The only thing left to do is get your favorite song on B105. You got since 1970 to pick from here. What are we going with?
Well, right now my favorite one is Luke Combs's Where the Wild Things Are. I get to hear it every morning just about the time I get to the barn. So I have to sit in the car and finish it before I can get out of the car.
Well, I hope you got your seat warmer on right now, because here we go for you, Sherry, our brand new Country Club member. It is Luke Combs.
Thank you for making us all feel like family.
Oh.
You are, though.
Well, I'm going to start calling you Aunt Sherry.
There you go. You got it.
Now I'll be needing a Christmas present this year.
I'll bring you some cookies and some of my homemade baked bread.
Deal.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.